As the years went by, and my older brother and I passed through our childhood and into adolescence, Roger's preoccupation with his beloved insect farm expanded and grew, just as did my interest in music, fashion, and of course, girls. I always think it's implausible when characters in police dramas seem to know where they were on the night when the crime was committed, but I can remember vividly and in detail the occasion when I first met Harriet. It was in the end of the autumn term, during my second year in the sixth form, and I recall it for two reasons. One was, of course, the first sight of her. The other was that it was the evening of the farewell concert by the blues band Cream. A ramshackle group of us had arranged to go to the concert, and I was there with Angela, who was my girlfriend of the moment. Angela was fabulous, or certainly I thought so at the time. Long, straight brown hair, as thin as a rake, with tiny, scarcely budding breasts, and those dark shadows below her eyes which we associated with late nights and soft drugs, and which later came to be toughened up by fashion and labelled heroin chic. Angela knew the right places to buy the right clothes, was always on the crest of whatever was the latest wave, and somehow managed to be wherever it was at. Harriet was also with a boyfriend on that night, although she told me later that they were just mates and were not sleeping together. I took some comfort from that, until I realized that this did not mean that they were not having sex. To Harriet, sleeping with someone would have involved a whole level of intimacy that merely having sex would not have come near. But all that represented a dimension of Harriet that it was way in my future to learn about. I was besotted with Harriet from the very first. It's a rarely used word, which sounds like something out of Jane Austen, and ordinarily you would never use it or think deeply about its meaning. In this case, though, besotted is the right word for what I was. It even sounds like it, being sotted, to be sotted. Somehow the word suggests that all reason has been lost. My most vivid first memory is of the view of her from the southeast, one row back and a few seats along, the back right-hand side of Harriet's head, the fine silhouette of her chin, partially obscured by her long and curling brown hair, a few stray strands stuck in place by perspiration to that tantalizing area of skin just in front of the ears. Even in the multicolored glow of psychedelic lights, Harriet shone pink and white. No doubt the passage of time filters any negatives from the memory, but I do know that it was not only I who recognized that Harriet was unlike those around her. For one thing, her look was unique. When everyone else of her age was wearing dungarees or tie-dye, Harriet's big print floral dresses marked her out from the crowd. When Dusty Springfield wore spiders on her eyelids and Kathy Kirby's lips shone like a warning to low-flying aircraft, Harriet remained unmade up. When the world was going barefoot, Harriet delighted in wearing wool socks pulled up to her knees. My girlfriend Angela dressed in variations on the theme adopted by all the girls of the same age, flowing clothes, patched jeans, tumbling tresses, tassels and beads in multicolours. All the other girls were cool and sexy and slightly exotic and certainly desirable, but Harriet was not one of them. Where Angela and her friends were of the moment, Harriet's look seemed timeless. While their femininity was just being discovered and then reinvented in the spirit of the age, Harriet's brand of sexiness would have worked its magic in any decade, past or future. Something about her had a particular way of reaching out and taking an intensely discomforting grip around your groin. To see her was to want her. And it was on that day in November 1968 that I saw her. After the concert, we all headed onto the street. Angela went into a huddle with the other girls and I stood on the fringes of the group. We discussed what to do next, and I saw Harriet hanging back, not quite part of the inner circle. Did she notice me? She said later that she did, but there was nothing at the time to suggest it. As we reconciled ourselves to the fact that the pubs were closed and we